Well, last week, I deliberately didn't tell you what our next number was because I figured everybody would rush home and try to figure out what it meant. So this week, our number, you know, we've been talking about numbers during Lent, and this week our number is 5. Does anybody have any idea what, don't look, what 5 means during the Easter season? Anybody? 5? Come on, 5. See, it's a hard one. It's a hard one this week. 5 stands for the number of people that were at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. How many Marys do you know? Anybody Mary, got a Mary middle name or Mary in here? Mary? Got a couple of Mary, some Marys in here. There was a lot of Marys back in Bible times. At the foot of the cross, we're going to count them off. Ready? Everybody got your hand up? Number 1, Mary, Jesus' mother, was at the foot of the cross. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? Mary was with him his whole life, wasn't she? She was there in the stable in what city was it when he was born? Put you on the spot, didn't I? She was in Bethlehem in the stable, gave birth to Jesus, what we talk about at Christmas time, right? Okay, so Mary was at the foot of the cross. Then the Bible tells us in John that also standing near the cross, Jesus' mother, and his mother's sister. We don't know what her name was. Bible doesn't tell us. But it says his mother's sister was with her. She was probably there because she loved Jesus. He was her nephew. And Mary was her sister. So she was there to bring comfort to her. The Bible also tells us next to them was Mary, the wife of Clopas. Bible doesn't tell us a whole lot about her either, except that she was there, she loved Jesus, and she was friends with Mary and her sister. Mary, the wife of Clopas, was there. Then, lo and behold, there was Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was there. Mary, the third Mary that was at the foot of the cross. And Bible tells us a lot about her. She shows up in a lot of stories. She was a follower of Jesus and a good friend. And she was also the one that we'll see on Easter Sunday was there when Jesus left the tomb and the tomb was empty. She was one of those Marys that found the tomb empty. So we have 3 Marys and Mary's sister and our fifth person at the foot of the cross was John himself. The Bible tells us, John wrote this book of the Bible, and in the Bible it says, standing near the cross were Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, and also the disciple that Jesus loved. And John is talking about himself. So John was the only man standing there, the only one of the disciples that was at the foot of the cross, along with 3 Marys, and his mother's sister, his aunt. And when Jesus saw the disciple that he loved and his mother standing nearby at the foot of the cross, he said to him, John, this is your mother. And mother, this is your son. He told John, in effect, to love his mother as much as he loved her, to take care of her for the rest of her life, and for his mother to take John and love him as her son. How much love does that take? Can we think of 5 people in our life that were there at our birth or there at our death or through our life that love us that much? How much love does that take? Can you think of 5 people that love you so much?
Yeah.
Your parents, your grandparents, aunts and uncles, your Sunday school teacher. He just got that. As much love as we feel in this room, this church family that are there for each and every one of us, God loves us so much more. Let's have a word of prayer. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for the love that you feel for us, for the love that you put in our life, the people that you put there to be with us, to love us, to take care of us. We thank you that we are your children and you are our Father. Lord, go with us and be with us and help us through this Easter season to know the true meaning of love. In Jesus' name, amen.